The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Vince. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is Matt. Ow, ow, dick.
Sex. Sex. Sex.
I love it.
All right. I love fuck.
I love to fuck
I
my
love
own dick.
Fuck. I fucking love coming. Ooh, ooh, I'm going to have the cum out.
Oh, get it
it's
out.
It's going to come out the tip of my penis.
Ooh, it's where
oh,
the,
my penis.
The cum can never come inside. Back. They should call it the go.
That's so good. That's so true.
Why don't they call it going?
All right. I'm playing the song.
Okay. What's going on? You're listening to the Film Drunk Frotcast. I'm Vince Mancini. We are coming at you not live from a series of frot quarters. I'm joined as always. You know him. You love him. He is the irregular regular, Mr. Matt Lieb.
What's the deal with cum? It only goes out. It can never come back. Why don't they call it go? All right. Well, you know,
you can't waste your jokes before the show.
It worked better before.
To laugh just
it
the
was
same.
Killing before it, you guys.
It was crushing.
Killing. And now everyone's too good for it. Unbelievable. Yeah. What's up, Vince?
Not much, Matt. How you doing? We are here, as always, with the third mic.
Third mic.
Future podcast Hall of Famer, Brendan.
Yay. I don't know what to do because normally I have a song. Maybe down bow ba dum ba dum ba dum bow bow. Cheers.
Oh yeah. That's the music. The theme music.
Yeah. Yes.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, well Seinfeld I guess was one of our
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's one of our like five stories for the day. Every day has five stories. We'll get to that. But you know what? First I wanna have some fun. This podcast.
We're gonna have fun.
It's about hanging out with your friends.
I don't know about that, guys. I don't want to have fun.
Well, it's I kind of got into this for learning. I'm here to learn.
Well, never
mind. And I'm here to listen.
Oh, you're here to learn and to listen.
And to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And to fuck. Why does the cum go out of the dick? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Still nothing?
No, I mean, it was good. You did.
This is the third time we've heard the joke. It's the funny. Day. It was a good joke. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
I don't know what else you want.
I don't know. We did the laugh reaction to the text. And
I
still
know. I just
wondering.
Can't. You know, you can never get it back. You can't take it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe that's why they call it.
There before God goes my dick.
Mm-hmm. Matt. Play that clip I sent you. We're going to call this segment the clip of the week. This is the clip of the week.
So just to set this up, this is an interview that the late great Kirstie Alley of Look Who's Talking to fame.
She's still alive, Matt.
No, she's dead.
She died.
She died?
Yeah, she died.
Kirstie Alley's dead.
And I have to think, I'm hearing about it this way.
I know. What a sad way to hear that your favorite actress is dead. So she did an interview. I mean, this is in the 90s, I assume, based on how she looks. You know, no shade, but
I totally forgot that she died.
And she's doing it with that looks like Barbara Walters, and apparently, and I didn't know this, but Kirstie Alley's parents were killed in a car wreck. And that is,
of course, Matt, that's terrible.
That's incredibly
surely tragic. there's nothing that might be amusing or humorous about a situation.
I can't imagine you would try to make light of you.
I would never make light of anyone dealing with a tragedy. But this clip went viral, shared by a friend of the pod, Christy Yamaguchi Main, at the Waffle House, and he posted this. I could give you 1,000 tries to guess how Kirstie Alley's parents were dressed when they died in a car accident, and you wouldn't get it right. Here it goes.
To get there. And I got there, and my sister and I, we were all sitting in this waiting room, and we were sobbing. And as I'm crying, I said, my sister's here, and I wasn't looking at her, but I said, where were they going? And she said, to a Halloween party.
Pause.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he set that up. I mean, he gave us a lot of information. Like, I didn't know that they were, you know, dressed up as something on the way that they died. So he really, like, it felt like he spoiled the clip before.
Oh, I didn't think so.
You didn't
think
so? I mean, that's
not at
all.
No,
I mean, in my head, no, at first, when I first read it, before I saw the clip, I was like, there's no way this is going to be
as funny. This is how I feel every time something like this happens. I go like, don't do this. Don't give me a you won't never guess, because I usually will.
Yeah, but usually I can guess something that would be funnier.
Yeah. Let's continue.
And I said, what were they dressed as? Why would you ask this? Why would you? And she said, the Odd Couple. And I said, oh, I'm thinking. What odd couple? Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon?
Yeah, that's not that funny, right?
No.
Well, what were their costumes exactly?
Still tragic.
She said mom was a black girl and dad was a Ku Klux Klan member. We started laughing. And the whole family, I guess, had heard this conversation, and we all started laughing. And it was the greatest tribute that you could give my mom.
God. Guys, man, I never
thought
time.
I'd say this, but I'm so glad she's dead.
Why? So she can't get canceled for her mom dying in blackface?
Yeah, yes. Listen.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is actually nice. It is nice that she didn't have to live to be canceled for the fact that her parents both died in a car wreck dressed as a Ku Klux Klan member and a black girl.
Crazy that like 30-some, 40 years maybe went by between the time that clip was taken and like the first, it's crazy that the first thing you think about Kirstie Alley was not that, oh, her mom died while wearing blackface.
Well, I think she almost made a point.
Well, hold on, Vince. You're really giving the dad short shrift here.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
It is the funniest part about it is like,
how do you go to the gas station to try and get a coffee before that? And it's like, no, it's a costume.
No. Halloween. I'm a ghost. Yeah, but it's like, you know, side by side, you look at like, I mean, obviously you take it together as a whole package and everyone here is culpable, but just individually, like clan member, oof, but blackface, that's a big yikes for me. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
I like how they hit for the Justin Trudeau cycle.
Yeah. I really feel like, you know, wait, but like when did her parents die, you know? Because like if it was in the 80s that was celebrated, you know. Ted Danson was doing blackface, you know. People loved it.
Well, he could only do it because he was dating Whoopi. I don't think that would have gone over. Just like,
that's true. Speaking of which,
I feel like he still got, even back then, he still got roasted pretty hard for that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I am mostly kidding. There is only a brief period in the 90s in which everyone was like, racism's over. I mean, everyone,
I feel like,
who was white.
There's been a few different waves of race stuff's over, right?
Yeah, post Obama race stuff was over. You know, the ironic racism kept popping up, and you know, but you can't cancel her parents because they already got punished by God. They got canceled by God.
That's true. They you know what I mean? Canceled by God.
Like, isn't that enough for you? Probably not.
Yeah. Would that not appease the woke mob?
Yeah. What will appease the woke mob? My parents dying in a car wreck dressed as a Klan and a little black girl? Is that enough for you? Or do you need my whole family dead? This is a problem with DEI. Whatever that stands for. All I know is it's woke.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all know what woke means.
No, I feel like it's like bringing up wokeness or DEI, it's sort of a way of, I feel like I've come to realize that it's a way of complaining about capitalism, but like without having to say that. Because it's usually what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
because they'll be like, "Why did the fucking why are the planes falling out of the sky?" And someone's like, "Oh, it's DEI. They're just Boeing. Right. They got too woke. That's why they had to kill that guy."
What it is it's like the classic, like how do we racialize something that is not a race problem? It's like, you know, DEI. You know, someone's taking my job. You know, and it's you know, it's all these black pilots are taking these like white pilots' jobs, and it's not a, you know, like the capitalist problem, I think is there, but even without it, people are still like just finding a new euphemism for hating black people.
Sure, but I feel like they're recognizing the problem, but it's usually capitalism, and they're like, "How can we make this about something
sometimes
else?"
They recognize the problem.
I don't think it's like. I don't think they know that that's what they're doing.
No. Yes, but no. But I would say like 50% of the time, someone says DEI, like at least on Twitter, it'll just be a picture of a judge whose like hair is big. Uh-huh. And they'll be like, "This is DEI," and it's like, "Did the judge do something?" And they're like, "No, I just don't like seeing a really, really African American looking judge." Like,
how many of these people have the complaint about it? Like, actually have jobs that DEI like touches?
Yeah, that's the thing. I doubt any of them.
Because
you know,
if any of them really did, they would know that like. You work at a big company and there's like, you know, a quarterly review that they like present. And they're like, "Well, here's our revenue for the quarter. Nice growth quarter on quarter and year after year. We think the street's really going to like this. Let's kick it over to Jake in marketing." You know, and he's like, you know, "We ran a campaign. Here's what we invested. And here's some of the returns we saw. Generated some really promising leads. Like, okay, let's kick it over to the DEI team." And they're like, "Okay, we are at 7% of our goal, but we have some promising candidates in the pipeline." Okay.
Yeah.
Like it's never like, "Oh,
white
we're
people,
fucking
get
knocking
out
of
the room.
Park.
It's black people time." Yeah. I think that's.
Well, and it's never like, "We're knocking it out of the park. We're bringing all kinds of brown people." Right. They're always like, "Yeah, it's impossible. We can't find anybody."
Yeah. And
CEO just gets up and is like, "Kill Whitey." And then, some other guy raises his hand. And he's like, "I don't know. I think the DEI has gone too far. I don't
know." Yeah. This DEI happens.
150% of our diversity goals now.
Yeah, literally 100% of the people who are complaining about this, if they're not just like it's their job to make white people mad, the rest of the people complaining about it, they don't work anywhere in which there are DEI goals or anything set. They just are like
the algorithm fed them something about obnoxious college kids.
Right, and they're like, "Oh, the impending doom of fucking like me getting replaced, you know, here at the AMPM or, you know, here at the fucking, you know, some fucking job in their all-white city and that they fucking need to survive," and they're just like, you know, it's scaring them that the idea that, you know, the internet is telling them that they're replaceable or whatever. But
I think it's like you can't.
It's just like another iteration of the same fucking racist trope over and over again about like just being scared about black people.
Well, yeah.
What are you saying? You are scared of black people? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like you really can't, I can't like overhear like a Fox News dad conversation without it like bringing up something that college kids are doing.
Right.
And this was
always
like true even before like this past 2 weeks or whatever, where
right,
it's like legitimately dominated the news cycle. But like there is, you know, general contractors with a high school diploma who they seem to know way more about college campuses than I could ever hope to.
Right.
And then it's like, why would you care about this? Number one. And it's the answer is because the algorithm knows that everything college kids do makes dads mad.
Makes dads mad,
well,
yeah.
I feel like also, Vince, you bring up like contractors.
Yeah.
And really, any like if you've worked construction ever, like I actually did work, I worked like a bullshit ass, like under the table construction job. I had no idea what I was doing. But all the, I shouldn't say all, so many of the people in the trades are like super racist. And like, I think I just kind of realized like, they're just driving around all day or working on a job site with the radio on. And it's usually like Rush Limbaugh yes. was, you know, back then. So yes, definitely like it skews heavy in the trades I've found.
Well, I feel like politics, a lot of the times the political polarization in this country comes down to like whoever annoys you most on a day-to-day basis. And if you have like an email job, like us, like who are the people fucking up our money? It's usually like, you know, private equity or the right. bosses, management who have decided to do something like completely fucking inexplicable. So of course, those are the people that we're mad at. But if you're a general contractor, probably like it's probably the guys on your crew, like fucking, you know, some dude didn't show up on your in your construction crew. And that's what's fucked. So of course, they're going to blame it on, you know, all the people below them and
right.
The people that they're probably paying under the table to fucking, you know, do grout or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, you give anyone an excuse to blame an entire race of people, they're going to take
yeah, they're
it.
They're going to do
I
it.
Mean,
yeah.
come on. Who can resist such an easy out in terms of critical thinking? But yeah, I mean, listen, this woke culture, you know, mm-hmm. we got to stop. We got to stop.
What is the deal?
What's the deal with woke? Why don't people take a nap? Is that something?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. It seems like they need a dang nap.
Yeah.
Why don't they go in those tents they got on the quad?
Yeah.
They
you
got
know,
so
what's
much
the point of the
no
tent if
napping.
You're not going to sleep in it? If you're going to be woke all the time. Is there anything there? I like this new character. Insecure Seinfeld.
Yeah. That's always been your character.
It's who I am deep down.
I mean, it's pretty impressive that Jerry Seinfeld's still giving like the buzzy quotes. Because
yeah,
I don't know. You keep feeling like people always bring up, you know, the fact that he was dating a teenager at the height of his fame.
Yeah, but have you seen the teenager? Yeah,
fair enough.
You know what I mean? Fucking straight yubby dubbies.
I think I guess he's just like it's grandfathered in or we already said a thing about it. So now it can't hurt him ever.
Well, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's not a surprise to anyone except for like young people. And, you know, there's always like young people who find out, you know, the Tropic Thunder exists or something. And they're just like, and in terms of like fucking
big yikes.
Yeah, in terms
there
of like,
isn't much to say other than big yikes. You're just like, okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of. It's as far as we know, it's the grossest thing that he's done. But, you know, in general, he's pretty squeaky clean in terms of like he's just like the worst you can say about Seinfeld other than him dating a 17-year-old high school student while he was 39 was like be rude to people sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, what can you do?
Yeah. Well, he's got a new quote out. He's got a new movie out. I'm very excited.
Ooh, is it Bee Movie Part 2? Even more bees?
No. Did you not know about the movie Unfrosted?
No, I don't know what the fuck. Oh, yes. I do know. This is a Pop-Tart movie.
It's about like the invention of the Pop-Tart movie. And I can't.
Come on. Oh, God.
Well, I can't tell if it's going to be just a version of Flamin' Hot and or Blackberry and or Air, where it's like, you know, heroic businessmen doing cool stuff in board meetings, or if it's like a parody of that concept. Like the fact that Seinfeld's directing it makes me think, like, I don't know, maybe I'm giving him too much credit.
I think you're giving him too much credit. I don't think he's never been like one step ahead on the like cultural curve of satire, you know what I mean?
No. So he's doing the press rounds, and of course, like one of the five big stories today, Jerry Seinfeld says TV comedy is being killed by, quote, the extreme left
is he gonna say
PC crap.
He didn't say Zaslav or streaming or you know, unfair deadlines or nothing.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. Oh, so the headline, killed by the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people.
Oh, of course, there we go.
And I can't tell if he's legitimately worried about the woke mob or if that's just like the grabby headline, and what he's actually complaining about is streaming and David Zaslav.
Is there,
or
is,
if it's, or if those lines just get crossed when you're an old rich guy?
Yeah. Is there audio of him saying it?
No, I just have, okay. I mean, I'm sure there is, but I don't have it.
Yeah. So what's the quote? Yeah. What does he say?
Let's Nothing really down. Affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly and they don't get it, Seinfeld said. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go,
they're not getting comedy anywhere. No matter where you go, you can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore, All in the Family. You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC
crap. Where is it? Like a million channels, a million different streaming services. What is he talking about?
I mean, if he's saying that there aren't ones that are like good that everyone watches, like, yeah, probably.
What are you talking? Oh, that everyone watches. Yeah, that's true. Now there's less of the fucking monoculture because we don't have four channels that have all the TV. It's just everywhere. So you're either.
I mean,
either-
what are like, there's, yeah, there's good comedies, but they're not. Yeah, there's not one big one.
Sorry, I'm not. I don't understand what he's mad at.
Yeah, what is he mad at?
That's
there?
What I'm trying to figure out, I guess. This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Seinfeld noted that comedy fans are now going to see stand-up comics because we are not policed by anyone. The audience polices us. We know when we're off track. We know instantly and we adjust to it instantly. But when you have a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy. We did an episode of Seinfeld in the 90s where Kramer decides to start a business of having homeless people pull rickshaws because, as he says, they're outside anyway. Do you think I could get away with that episode on the air today?
Yes, 100%. What the fuck are you talking about? This is insane. So, wait, Seinfeld was never edgy. What is he talking?
He's made up a guy to be mad at, as is... The he's, want of
he's made up a show
internet.
To be to be mad at, like literally the show that he is talking about, Seinfeld, is not.
I mean,
that's not the, like, even that episode alone. No, yeah, no problem. What are you talking? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is still on the air, and fucking you know, like South Park is still on the air. Like this idea that like you can't do comedy is so. At this point, it's just cliche to even say it. That,
isn't
but,
there a
I think you wouldn't be Gable
blackface to... episode of Always Sunny?
Yes, there's a blackface episode of all It's Always Sunny. There's
and
fucking
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, and I think there was blackface in 30 Rock.
Yeah, and, that's right, there was.
Yeah, but the point being that like we're not even talking about blackface. We're talking about a fucking scene in which Kramer was suggesting turning homeless people into rickshaw drivers.
Well, I guess the question is, like, is he saying that you couldn't make that TV show today, or you couldn't get as rich as Seinfeld making that TV show today? Because the second one is true.
Yeah, because you can't get rich you know, when there's fucking, you know, like Seinfeld became rich because of like syndication and the fact that there were only
because
four
they still
channels.
Had rules about like you know, monopolies,
right, and advertising revenue, and it was good money.
We would write a different joke with Kramer and the rickshaw today. We wouldn't do that joke. We'd come up with another joke. They move the gates like in slalom culture. The gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
Right. Yes. So that statement does not track with everything else that he just said. Because
this is absolute fucking gibberish.
Yeah. That makes absolutely no sense. Yes, it's true. It is like slalom. You play with the lines wherever the lines happen to be.
Yeah, that's why all those shows did blackface episodes, because we knew that was like the PC. That was like the taboo that you couldn't cross. And so,
right. And so
they
all tried to
figure out ways to cross it in
right,
a way that was funny and
exactly.
acceptable.
Exactly. It's, you know, or you have the character being, you know, Cartman, who is supposed to represent everything that's bad. So he's allowed to dress up as Hitler and try to kill Kyle. Like it's the same fucking argument over and over again. It's just like, God damn it. You know, at this point, what is he mad at other than the fact that like the extreme left
in his head, I guess,
is yelling at him every time he writes a joke he doesn't like?
I guess that's part of the question I have. Like, is he genuinely mad at this, or is this just him talking and then the headlines have to all make it like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld destroys woke culture in new interview?
Yeah, it's probably the latter. I mean, at the same time, though, everything he just said does just sound exactly like a repeat of everything we've heard. So
yeah.
He probably is about as mad as he gets on any given day, which is like not that mad because he's, you know.
Yeah,
because
why would you be mad?
Because why would you be mad?
You just drive one of your 10 silly cars that you have.
Right, exactly.
10. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, 11.
In the main garage, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's the on-site garage. I'm sure there's an off-site garage somewhere that has like 20 more. He doesn't have as many cars as Leno, though, right?
Leno has the most cars because he has the fewest amount of children.
That's, yeah.
He fucking collects Porsches. Like
Seinfeld.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Wait, Seinfeld does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, he's a Porsche collector.
Oh, that's right.
He says Porsche because that's how they say
comedians
it.
And cars getting coffee. He always had like a new car. He's a big car guy. I forgot that
was part of the
Porsche
premise.
In particular too.
Yeah. Mm. Film doesn't occupy the pinnacle in our social cultural hierarchy that it did for most of our lives, he said. Mm. When a movie came out, if it was good, we all went to see it. We all discussed it. We quoted lines and scenes we liked. Now we're just walking through a fire hose of water, just trying
I'm
to
bored.
See.
I know. It's so boring. It's just arguing with things that aren't real. Like, what are you talking about? Everyone quotes things all the time from new movies that come out. There's culture.
Ah, people don't see movies like they used to. That's true.
Okay, but like no one does anything media wise
like
they used to.
I mean, they don't. That's a fact. Like,
right, but like, what is the actual the complaint here? Isn't just people don't see movies like they used to. The complaint here is that it's the fault of the woke mind virus that people don't see movies like they used to. It's just like,
I mean, I'm trying to be fair to him. I don't think that was the same conversation necessarily as like not doing the rickshaw joke. But
right. How many times are we going to complain about the fucking like now everyone's got their own thing and the fan bases are smaller and but it's just I'm done hearing the same fucking thing over and over again. Just like at this point, just die already, everyone. If you're just like, well, these days fall into a grave. How about that? It's where you belong.
So what, if anything, has replaced film? Depression? Malaise? I would say confusion.
I don't care, Vince. I don't care.
What's the matter with the grave? Why don't they make the whole planet out of the kill me?
Did you guys hear that? Was that anything?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh God. Yes. Yes. Everything's different.
Everything is so different.
Everything's so different.
I'm scared.
What is to be done? I don't know. Let's go to college campuses and see what those idiots are doing.
Oh, I got a clip for that.
Oh no.
Oh good.
So I overheard I was just on the fringe edges of where I could hear this chinless dipshit talking about Columbia students at my kid's sports game the other day.
Oh, hell yes. Yes.
And he said something about how the college kids are dumb because like they don't even know why they're protesting
why they're mad is the funniest self-own where like, I don't even know why I'm mad.
See, I was thinking
I don't even know what they're talking about.
I was thinking if I listened a little longer, like he would start talking about George Soros because that felt like where
sure
Like, yep. you know, he's the one that's financing your protest, right? Like, he paid for your tent. I thought that's where he was going with that. But then I got this clip, which this is the counter protest.
Well, are you going to send it to me? Because I can.
Am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear this counter protest. Is this at taking place at Columbia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the tweet.
All right. Okay. Here we go. The scene at the United for Israel march tonight outside the gates of Columbia University.
No, but God, that this demonstration on Columbia's ground and all over America is being financed by Soros and other people that hate America.
I'm sorry. I love more than anything else in the world. The type of person who's just like, you know, this all this hate for the Jews. It's the big
Jewish
evil
George.
Jew.
It's George Soros.
It's the big Jew. It's the evil Jew I don't like. I mean, you know, hey, listen, there's a version of that in which, you know, it's not wrong. And by which I mean the problem with all the anti-Semitism is mostly that Israel is doing a genocide. At least all the anti-Semitism that I've seen spike recently has been 100% people just being like, listen, the state of Israel keeps saying that they are all the Jews, and I guess I don't like Jews. And I'm like, no, don't listen to them. But go on, lady.
As well as the CCP.
We're taking down the CCP.
I love her hype. Her hype woman is great. She doesn't need a microphone.
Yeah, she's got a Flava Flav.
Oh, it's great. She's got a giant clock right over her fucking...
All of us have all right. turned away from the Lord, each one doing his own thing, as the prophet Isaiah said. Therefore, Leviticus 26 has become alive. We have been infiltrated. Aliens have entered our nation. Every wonder why. You want to keep doing your sin.
Dude,
I mean, I do want to keep doing those things. Like,
all
to
those
be clear,
things, yeah. bars.
She's just saying the good things, and I'm like, yeah,
she's.
Where
flowing.
Do I sign up for that one? Where,
she
where's
is
that?
Flowing.
Where's that guy?
Every Ivy League school in the United States of America was created for the very purpose of the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I
truly don't know what an Ivy League is other than a school that's in a place that people consider good. I don't really know. Is it a division in sports? Is it what makes something Ivy League?
Yeah, it's a division in sports.
Is that it? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, because they're all really old schools, right? So, and they're all close to each other. So like in the 1800s, they were like, hey, we should all, you know, play each other in sports.
Oh, yeah, so it is a sports thing.
Yeah. Cause I had a teacher in high school who, I don't know what her axe to grind with this was, but she was always like, Brown's not an Ivy League school. Like, it really offended her.
It's a lesser Ivy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it because she just doesn't like brown people?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
But that is a good point.
Is
like, do
something?
People do that with other conferences where they're like, oh, yeah. Georgia, that's a lesser SEC school. How dare they?
I wish I had anything in which I could be purist on. That would be sick. Like, oh, those people aren't
Taco
Bell.
Who's the banana
Bell
slug's
heads?
big rival, Matt?
A job.
A shower.
A shower, getting a job, not getting crabs. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Is this anything? Okay. To continue.
Jewish believer that is not sure, go to a Messianic Jewish temple.
Messianic Judaism is not Judaism. Go on.
That's not the people with the tunnels, right? That's the different.
No. Messianic Judaism is Jews for Jesus.
That's subterranean Jews.
Yeah. Those are subterranean Jews.
That's spelunking Jews.
Those are the old school cave Jews.
You're just digging down. You're like, is this the Messianic Jews down here? No. That's the way.
I love the very specific form of like Jewish autism that is created that makes tunnel Jews who are just like, we just like to dig. I don't know what to tell you. They didn't say anything about underground. You can't get your government mixed up here. All right.
We have more to show you about Hashem and Mashiach.
She sounds really sure of what she's talking about.
Yeah, no, she is. Listen, she has gone to exactly one meeting of Jews for Jesus and has decided, okay, there are some Jews who will survive.
Yeah, some Jews are cool.
Some Jews are cool. You know,
it's
the Christian ones.
Believe, yeah.
Oh God, these are the allies, bro. These are like the Israeli fucking allies. And this is great. It's great. Do you want me to continue? Or?
Yeah. No, it gets better, believe it
okay,
or not.
Hell
yeah.
How do you say Jesus in Israel?
How do you say Jesus in Israel?
Yeah, that's the language they speak is Israel.
I didn't realize at first he was trying to ask if it was in Hebrew. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua. Again, this sounds like someone who really knows what she's talking about.
100%.
Listen, they feel like they've gotten the kibbutzing part of Judaism.
Oh,
like
they know.
The way that,
yeah.
They know the culture a little bit. Like,
yes,
just the way,
yes.
Yeah.
They are immersed in the culture. I love this. My husband is Jewish, but he's a believer.
Okay, so everyone will have an opportunity. It will just be sad if some only get one and they reject. Okay?
And what if they reject? What happens?
If they reject, they take their name out of the book of life. Life is where all who believe in Mashiach will enter into his kingdom. Okay? If you happen to die and you never confess...
If you happen to die,
well,
if one thing leads to another, the off chance that once you reject Jesus, you know, once he comes back, on the off chance you happen to be killed for that, I'm sorry to say, let's see what happens.
With your mouth or believed in your heart, I'm sorry, you don't go in.
And for those who are not inscribed in the book of life,
they took their own name out.
And what happens to them?
There is a real hell. There's a real hell, and Jesus.
Now they're just having like coffee talk.
And he did the yeah. kingdom of God.
They're gossiping about Jesus.
Yeah, this. Yeah, yeah. This is what fundamentalist coffee talk looks like.
Oh man, that is like the. It's honestly, this is the same fucking shit. You know that Christian Zionists have been saying over and over again. It's always nice when they say it out loud, though. That is nice. Ugh. But so wait, what happened with the chinless guy?
Oh, I don't know. Like I couldn't, you know, I was like just on the outskirts of the conversation. So I only heard like a few buzzwords and, you know, you sort of in your mind, you predict what like the next sentence is going to be like. And I'm yeah. pretty sure he was going to Soros because like he was talking about how these they go to an Ivy League
that's school. That's a safe bet.
And they're just dumb as hell. They don't even know who's financing this protest. I don't think he said financing, but I think that was the basis of it.
So his theory presumes that like the people who are out there,
you need money to
just
buy
sort
tents,
of found themselves out there and like
yeah
like, and like
they don't
are
even know who's paying
money
their
and
protest.
Yeah,
paying their protesting bills.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's so ludicrous the amount of times that like a college, like amount of times that are like college campus protests that happen. To imagine that they're all getting paid for it, you know, it just makes no sense because we all know. These motherfuckers have an aversion to getting a job. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still hung up on, you know, I'm racking my brain. And I can't think of where kids who go to a school that costs like $75,000 a year would be getting the money for this.
Yeah. Where are they getting the money? Who knows? It is
Cui Bono.
Oh God. Cui Bono, you know?
Yeah.
Cui
they
bono.
Teach that at your fancy school?
Yeah, you're goddamn. They teach any Latin? Probably not, because it's probably not woke to know Latin. Because it's too Christian for these fucking Jews.
Imagine watching JFK in a college class. I'm enjoying that. I'm just enjoying that little mind palace I've created for myself.
What was the class?
No, I'm saying imagine, like, because cui bono is JFK, right? Like,
yeah,
cui bono, Donald Sutherland, right?
I didn't remember that specifically came from JFK, but yeah.
I mean, cui bono is I was thinking of The Departed, right? What's the one where he says cui gives a shit? This one's got a fucking bow on it. What is that movie?
Oh, yes.
Was that Departed?
Maybe it was Departed.
It was probably Departed. Doesn't matter. Point
is, you're listening to another exciting episode of What Movie Was That?
Yeah.
I just love imagining people just losing their shit. Like they're just yelling at their like car stereo or
yeah. I don't think you have to imagine it most of the time. Like it's out there. Like that's
yeah. Everyone's big mad. Everyone is big mad. And it's interesting because it's like this is, you know, there's been months and months now of like trying to find a way to shoehorn the complete like bipartisan support for Israel into like some sort of culture war issue. Mm-hmm. And it's been difficult because people
you
are
can't
like
fit it into the normal lifestyle brands. Like which lifestyle brand does supporting Israel belong to?
Right. And the truth of it is that when it comes to regular like mainstream politics, it's like, it just is a fact of life. Like, so there's no, you know, so like the right has been trying to find like an anti-establishment way to do it, but in general they're like, nah, we like Israel. And like the Democrats are just like, we like Israel and we like Israel more than everyone. So they haven't been able to really like figure out a culture issue to get people mad. Like, how do we make this about hating trans, or, you know, how do we make this about black and white? You know, something that the right wing can really get on top of. And so college kids, you know, are protesting like, good. Oh, yes. Yes. Everyone hates college kids. Let's do this.
Yeah. 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 That's a gift. They're like, oh, Joe Biden is clearly in hock to these blue haired
right
hippies in tents.
Yeah, that's why there's snipers on roofs at schools.
I mean, you can just save yourself so much time by being like, if you have to ask, then like, I'm just not going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
Because like, that's a big thing. It's like, but do you really know what you're protesting? And it's like, right. Yeah, like there's a lot of people dying. And
yes, right. I don't know. Like opening up my phone and seeing 3 dead babies an hour. Like, yeah. Like, it's not fucking rocket science. And everyone's just like, these kids even know. They even understand. Yeah. It's like, I have a feeling you don't know. Because I have right. a feeling like if you knew a little bit, you'd be like, I kind of get it. But like people at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what college kids protest. They'll be like, do they even know what they're talking about? Probably not. They're probably just mad because they've got blue hair and because everyone's trans and I'm divorced.
Yeah.
I'm divorced now.
Aww.
My wife's mad.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's because of the trans people out here doing DEI, making everything into a woke, and then they catch the virus, and then my wife left. You guys, can I crash on your couch? I'll pay rent because I'm someone who's a responsible person, not like these goddamn lesbian woke mind palace people out here trying to make it so that kindergartners learn about ass fucking, and then my wife just left. She's just gone now.
Did she not like the books?
I don't know. I tried to tell her about the books. I kept reading her books with ass fucking and saying, what if kindergartner read this? And then she left.
Aww.
And now I don't have, I need a place to stay. Anyways, gotta go.
Flap, 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 flap.
Flap, flap, flap.
He's leaving. Yeah.
That's him turning the pages of his book. Hey, everyone. Matt Lieb here. Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? Not like around, you know, the block or whatnot. I'm not saying have you run into him at your local grocery store. I'm saying, Have you seen what his body looks like? He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. And what's even more shocking is he somehow looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one actually tastes like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Since I started drinking Morning Kick, and yes, I have started drinking it. Why? Because they sent me some. And honestly, I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother. My body looks leaner. And I have energy all day. I feel younger, even though I am a young man. I feel even younger, bro. Like, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm someone who is obsessed with gut health, all right? You know, I drink kombucha. I like a probiotic drink. I do all sorts of things to make sure that my gut is healthy. And I'll tell you, this is actually great for your gut. And it actually tastes good, which is not something you can say about kombucha. Let's be honest. And another thing I loved about it, easy to prepare. I love that it's just something you just mix with water and stir. I didn't have to, like, you know, learn to make a culture from a SCOBY or whatever. Like, I just had to buy some Morning Kick, mix it with water, stir it, drink it down. And it tasted great. So if you want something that tastes good, makes your digestion feel smoother, and make your body look leaner and give you more energy, try Morning Kick. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/podyourself for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/podyourself today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The only one they should ever interview is the guy I keep seeing on Instagram who goes up to the town hall meeting and gets up to the podium and says, "Good evening, cowards."
Yeah, that fucking guy. It's like,
I see a bunch of fat bitches up here. It's so good.
I honestly need to find that, because that is like one of my fucking favorite things. Have we played that on the Frotcast?
I don't know that we have.
No, I want to hear it. Anytime you address a group of people as losers, that's a laugh in my book. You'll get a laugh from me.
It's just like, and what I love about it too is that, like, you see people just being like, no. Let him finish. This is right. Free speech.
I think there's one person in there who's like his wife or something.
Yeah.
Or probably not wife, but someone who supports.
No, my wife left.
Yeah, someone.
But yeah, no, then eventually he keeps going. They're like, all right, never mind. Yeah. All right, here it is.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Good evening, cowards. Rick Hebert, 97.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't have Gangster's Paradise playing background.
No. Oh, sorry. You said cowards, not losers. My bad. Coward's pretty good too.
Rick Hebert, 97 Spruce Lane. Nice to see a bunch of fat, ugly women.
Oh, what? Excuse you. What? Can
we see no.
Shut up. They're fat, ugly women is what they are. Let's talk about it. You don't have to. Bye.
That ain't free speech.
It's called free speech.
Bye. That's not free speech. That's insulting.
Bye. That's good. Shut up.
No.
Okay, everybody, stop. Let Mr. Hubbard speak, please. Enough.
At this moment, you're like, thank you. You know what? This guy is probably going to soften because he's going to be like, you know, you defended to the death my right to say these things even though you didn't agree. And then
go ahead, Rick.
Hey, this is just the latest in a long line of great Americans who reach late middle age and have just mastered alienating every single person in their life.
Yeah.
He's also from New Hampshire, which I feel like is that's probably like the top state for angry old men who live in the woods.
Yes. I love the spice that it gives him in his accent too. Just a little bit of the, you know, homespun spice.
Children are retarded stupid today. We wonder why. We wonder why when we have these pathetic people here called teachers rape the children's mind. And if you people are too stupid to know what rape is, it's called control.
Oh yes.
So apparently this is not this guy's first political rodeo. This is just a result of me Googling just now.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Owner of,
again, let's go back to our theme here, and maybe we're not giving him enough time to cook, but don't know what he's mad about.
No idea.
Something about books, I think.
Well, something, he's mad at how...
he doesn't like how there's so many books these days.
And how R-word all of the children are. Mm-hmm. Some children are a little and, R-word.
Mind rapes.
Yeah, and he's talking about mind rapes. If we had to guess, I would say books teaching kindergartners how to butt fuck. That's usually the thing.
This is another story that I found about this guy because I was just trying to figure out who this guy is. Mm-hmm. Here's a new story. Owner of Ticked Off arrested for halting Dover pothole repairs.
Owner of fucking owner what?
Ticked Off?
What?
Yeah. So is this a pest control service that also doubles as his personality?
I hope so.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take a guess on that.
This is from 2019. This time of year, driving on New Hampshire roads can be like competing in a maze, dodging potholes which have sprung during winter. While being one of the first vehicles over a freshly filled pothole, great lead, by the way, can be aggravating, they are mostly a welcome sign of improved travel. Mm. Not to one Dover man. According to the union leader, Rick Hebbard was arrested after trying to prevent potholes from being repaired. Earlier this month, the city's director of community services granted a neighbor permission to fill in potholes on Old Garrison Road, which runs past the Hebbard's farm.
What are you doing on Old Garrison Road? You're trying to fill my potholes with computer chips. Computer
don't try
chips.
Try being Italian over here.
Yeah, no, it's computer chips in my potholes. I don't know. It's whatever he's doing.
Should be home stirring sauce.
It should be home, yeah. I'm trying to do Boston.
Yeah. Hebbard's wife, Mary, objected. And
I mean, that's basically what it is. It's just like a more kind of country-fied.
Yeah, country Boston. Yeah.
Hebbard's wife, Mary, objected and received a temporary injunction to prevent the work. She cites the neighbor's family traveling the dirt road at excessive speeds, furthering the pothole problem. I mean, come on. She's mad that the neighbors are driving too fast past their farm, so she won't let them fill potholes. These people are perfect. These people are America right here.
Yeah. God bless them.
The union leader stated on April 16th, the contractor selected by the neighbor was attempting to work on the disputed part of the road. Mary and Rick Hebbard approached the site and began shouting that the work must stop.
Stop it. Stop working. They just got to drive slower. Slower over the potholes.
Lieutenant Brant Dolleman of Dover City Police Department said Rick Hebbard rushed past a uniformed detail officer and hopped into the bucket of a loader.
In that bucket.
You get out of that loader. I'm getting in that
you
loader.
You get out of the loader. I'm going to go in the bucket.
At one point, he grabbed a rake and shoved a worker off balance, Dolleman said.
Fall into the pothole. Die there.
He was arrested for simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
I like as simple assault.
Pack the car in the pothole.
Pack the car. Simple assault is just like, you know, well.
Mary, call the cops. I'm taking over the loader.
Yeah. I'm going to do a simple assault. I'm just going to push a guy with a rake. It's easy. Step one, get a rake. Step two, push a guy.
You guys are forgetting that about the ticked off. You know, you want to know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
As of this week, no decision had yet been made as to whether the Hebbards will have to accept the roadwork to fix the potholes. The Hebbards own Ticked Off, which sells tick removal devices.
Of course.
Yes.
Yep. Got it. I mean, you know, you had to know. Now you get some.
I guess it wasn't that hard to figure out.
Right. But you still should. You should call them and tell them you guessed and you would like some free samples.
The article just ends there. I don't know if the bottom got. got
I love off. The internet. Yeah. Websites are doing great. And the rest of the internet is eaten up by this Guinness ad.
Yeah. I got another story about him because I had to, you know, I feel like I need to know more about this.
Sure.
Ticked off. Dover company sues alleging copycat product. A Dover company that makes and sells plastic tick removal devices filed a federal lawsuit against one of its former business partners, alleging it copied the tick removers, had them made in China, and sells them under another name.
I gotta know what these do.
Oh, so is it like a little tool that you use to personally pick off a tick?
I'm the first one who made the clipper.
I got all these ticks on my body, and I gotta get them off with this plastic device.
It's a plastic clipper. You clip them right off. Hold on.
The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court of New Hampshire by Ticked Off, which bills itself as, quote, the number one tick remover in the world. The Ticked Off tick remover is a small plastic spoon-shaped device.
Yeah, it's a spoon. you stole my design.
with a V-shaped knot.
First guy who ever said, what if we made a spoon and we scooped it out like ice creams?
These things that I use to eat yogurt, I could also get ticks off on my body with.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Ticked Off. Yeah, it is a plastic spoon, but it's a little fork in the middle so that you can kind of, you know.
With a V-shaped notch in the cup. That's
imagine like the back of a hammer.
Forward. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Ticked Off alleges it had a link on its website to another site held by Smart Health that allowed customers to personalize the tick removers with their own names and logos. Ticked Off claim he sells swag tick removers.
Okay, hold on. So from after this article, I just want to let you guys know he has changed the product a little bit. Now it is the official brand name is the original Ticked Off tick remover.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
Just because he is so mad that the original Ticked Off is, was stolen.
First of all, it says hear the snap. The telltale snap sound lets you know the tick has been completely removed.
If it doesn't snap, you got to go back.
There's a section on the website that says happy customers, and it's a great stock photo of three people. They look like they're sitting around a campfire.
And a dog.
They're all looking into the distance, and one guy is holding a guitar. That's a very good...
He's singing odes.
This might be AI.
Yeah. Ticked Off claims that between 1995 and 2016, it sold tens of thousands of blank-handled tick removers to Smart Health during every one of those years. In June 2016, Ticked Off claims, Smart Health placed an order, then canceled within hours, explaining it had enough stock on hand. That same year, a customer called Ticked Off to say it wanted to place an order for customized tick removers, but the link didn't work. When Ticked Off contacted Smart Health to inquire, it alleges, Smart Health stated that they'd decided to have tick removers made for them in China. Ooh. According to the lawsuit, the Chinese
Chinese tick removers, they never get the job done.
No.
No.
The Chinese-made tick removers are marketed under the name Tickety Split and replicate
copies
the Ticked Off product exactly and in all respects.
You know what?
Well, look. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to necessarily figure out what Tickety Split is because that could be like, is it a ticketing service?
Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with a clock repair. Yeah.
When I'm thinking about removing ticks, like my first concern is not like speed. I kind of want it to be like, you know, like Tickety Split.
I want the tick
like
off.
Something that, I don't need it to happen
and you
fast.
You don't want to split them. You want to remove them intact.
That's
exactly.
That's
you want
right.
to get the head out of there. Yeah. You get that Lyme disease.
How about Tickety all the way off?
Ticked Off. I mean, that's a great name.
How about I want to tick my time with this? You know, I don't want this Tickety Split.
Yeah,
is that something?
you could call it TikTok.
Hey, wow. Another Chinese company trying to take our idea.
China is out here doing CCP. Why don't you go to back to California Pizza Kitchen?
Out here, our Jews believe in Jesus.
Yeah, out here. All right. I gave up.
Were you going to do a bling bang sort of thing?
Yeah, I was. And then I forgot what it was. And then I gave up audibly.
I got another story for you guys.
Well, before you do, I have a question.
Okay.
Go on. Have either of your kids ever gotten hand, foot, and mouth disease?
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you, did you catch it?
No, luckily I did not.
No.
Okay. Did you catch
but
anything?
You did.
What?
No.
But you did? Is that where this is going?
No. I'm just, mine just has it and she's at a daycare and I'm like, am I going to get it?
No, you're just going to not do work because they're going to send her home from daycare because of the hand, foot, and mouth.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with this fucking bullshit. They sent her home, and I'm like, let them all get it. That's where she got it.
They give your kids sicknesses, and then they make you take them home.
Right. You get punished for like being, you know, it's like you have to just be dishonest with them. You know what I mean? And in this case, you know, she got sent home because she her hands were clearly, you know, she got the hand part real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't lie about that.
In the mitten so she doesn't give it to her own mouth.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do?
No, I don't know. I don't remember what we did. I just remember.
Brandon, am I supposed to do that? Am I supposed to give her mittens? Because she's not going to hold. She's not going to do that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think kids will wear those. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's too. She doesn't like. She won't like that. Anyways, what's the other shit? I just want to be sure. I just want to know.
Yeah. Oh, I got a thing this week that my kid's pediatrician is now charging a $10 a month subscription fee to be part of the practice.
Oh, like Netflix.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If you pay $15 a month, will he fix her in HD or 4K?
I have a theory.
No ads.
My theory of the world is that Americans, we really like to be bait and switched and nickel and dimed. We don't want to pay for universal healthcare because that would be too much money, but we just want to get money taken out of our paycheck every month that goes to health insurance and then also pay like a subscription fee at the doctors. Like we don't want to pay for any big things, but we just want to be constantly nickel. We don't want to pay restaurant workers a living wage, but we do want to tip them 20% every time we eat out.
Okay, so here's a question I have. And I don't know if this is are we the only country that charges when they there's a commercial for how much something costs where if it's like $10 they just say only $9.99? Are we that country? Like, are we the only country that does that?
No, I don't think we're the only country that does that. But
that would explain everything.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's only $9.99. It's not even $10, and it's like it is.
Well, I feel like I read another article about all the tech people that moved to Texas in the last 2 years that are like. Mm-hmm. Coming back, and that feels like a very similar situation because everybody was like, oh, look how much cheaper everything is in Texas, and then they get their first like electricity bill from their stupid their bespoke electrical grid that they tried to build there that doesn't work most of the time and charges like Uber pricing.
Yeah. Surge pricing for literal surge pricing.
But that's like, I feel like that's what we secretly desire in this country is like sodas and just to be like charged hidden fees on everything.
Dude, American people love getting ripped off. We elected Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like there's people, I remember there were interviews of people who got stiffed by Trump, who still voted for him.
Yeah, like, I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ripped him off because I'm smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I let him rip me off because he's such a good guy.
That's like our identity as a country, is we love just fucking accepting bullshit.
We're the Spirit Airlines of countries. We provide no services, and you have to pay extra money to be treated with like a slight bit of respect.
Right, yeah. And we're more mad at people complaining about it than we are at, you know, the people fucking us.
Like, if you complain about it, it's just like, oh, we all could complain, but some of us are tired. You know? Yeah. Oh, you're not tired? Look at you.
Some of us have jobs to do.
Yeah. Some of us trying to work ourselves to death.
We don't like vacations.
Yeah. I never complained once. Except for they do is complain. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, $10 a month. So my parents are doing this other thing, which I'm not sure how to feel about it because our system is so fucked that I'm not really sure what's worse. Because like,
right.
My parents have this doctor that they really like. And he, like a couple years back, was like, guys, I'm not taking Medicare anymore. And then like a year later, he goes, guys, I'm not taking insurance anymore. So now all he does is he takes...
Does he tell that to everyone or is it just to your parents?
Yeah, just to my parents. We're not taking Jews no more. Yeah, yeah. No.
You sent back the soup one too many times.
My dad is very much the send back the soup of the doctor's office. Like he comes back and he goes, this medication not working anymore. So I was like, when I heard that, I was like, guys, just get a fucking different doctor. But... the difference is, so they pay like, I don't know, a lot of money a month.
Probably more than $10, I would imagine.
More than $10. Not more than like $100, but like... Mm-hmm.
Considering you're already paying like between $300 and $1,000 every month for health insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I don't know how much they're paying. But it is a lot. And the difference is, though, he is available. They have his personal phone number. So my parents will text him and be like, oh, he's doing this and that. And like he'll text back and shit like that. Like he is way more responsive.
That's what our pediatrician's trying to pull. It's like,
he's trying to sell you on that.
Yeah. They're trying to sell us on like the Patreon for doctors. Where it's
right.
Like, yeah,
did you remind him that
you can be part of the Discord server for your kids?
At this tier, I'll fly to your city and do stand up.
I will do personalized commentary on movies that you can simulcast.
Yeah. Bonus diagnoses. Yeah.
Pod yourself an X-ray. That's what I'll look inside of you for $8 a month. First of all, you should remind him that Sammy is not an 80-year-old man, so constant contact with a pediatrician is not necessary.
Yeah.
But also, like, yeah, so for my parents, I'm like, I'm not even sure anymore. I'm like, I don't know. They're paying about what they would with the fucking insurance if they had private insurance. I mean, you know, now they have, like, you know, Medicare, so it's like fucking they're golden on that end. But it's just
they have maybe cut out a middleman in some sense there.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, what is... part of me is like, I kind of would like to have a doctor who wasn't through insurance. Like, I stopped, but, you know, then of course...
Who needed my subscription in order to keep practicing.
Yeah, but at the same time, then that doctor has to
also
be like...
No heart transplant? You, sir, are about to lose a subscriber.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing is, like, your doctor also has to be a specialist in everything.
I will take my business elsewhere.
Yeah. Perfectly happy to go to another Patreon doctor. This one also does manga art.
Excuse me.
Just death. Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. That sucks.
Yeah, that's okay. I had another story.
I mean, having children really is just like, it's you know, the second that sucker pops out, it's just, thus begins the cavalcade of humiliation.
Yeah.
That you are subject to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, nothing but. Yeah. I mean... It's because now there's like something, you know, like worth
something they can invoke
dying for.
That's something they can invoke that's like above you that you can't, you know, you can't say, oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to not care about your kid because these goddamn wokes doing DEI.
Hand, foot, and blue hair disease.
Hand, foot, and woke mind virus disease. I miss her. I miss my wife.
I mean, is that really just like the people that like mainline right-wing media. I mean, a lot of them are just like, it's just out of boredom, isn't it? And I bet like a lot of them are just like, yeah, they're like,
it's
big divorce
boredom
energy.
And like a misplaced anger, but it's also like, I think the misplaced anger thing probably more so than anything, just because, like people have like 1,000 different reasons to be angry at like a crumbling like society, and they just, you know,
so you're
they,
like, who
they
do,
gives
who do
them
I blame
a narrative
for this?
To
oh,
live
probably,
with.
You need
probably
someone to point to.
Yeah, probably people I already find annoying is to blame.
This is why I like, you know, this is why Zionism is so clean, you know, like it's the more clean way of doing the kind of like grievance politics of everything, where it's just like, I need a narrative for which to live by so that things can keep being shitty, but at least I have like an enemy.
That's why fascism is so seductive.
It's so seductive because it just like gives you that nice fucking, you know, it gives you everything, the narrative, the story in a nice little box, and it's wrapped up in a nice little bow, and you can just kind of,
and then everybody has to wear the same clothes, so you don't have to get annoyed by their personal style choices.
That'd be perfect.
You guys, before we leave, I wanted to talk to you for a little bit about Will.i.am.
I love him. Yeah, I'm more of an Apple D app guy, but go ahead.
Yeah, same.
T-Map. Oh, I got that shot.
He is the new...
That's a T-Dap joke, fellas.
Okay. Oh, all right. Apple T-Dap.
Apple T-Dap, yeah.
I liked it.
Is that something?
Mm-hmm. That's something. Saying. Yeah, you should do something with that. You should...
Can I use that?
It's another pediatrician joke. Yeah,
you should use that. Use that in your act.
Okay, so Will.i.am, what did he do?
Well, he's the new chief visionary officer of UpRocks. I don't know if you press release.
I was going to say, who's like running the vision over there? I hope it's Will.i.am.
So I saw like the news article about like the new, whatever new direction UpRocks is going, and it was like the CEO of Complex, and then my old boss, and then Will.i.am was in there as the chief visionary officer, and they all had
I'm sorry, is that part of the C-suite usually? Is that because I don't think I've ever heard that. Okay.
Ask Brendan. That's more Brendan's department.
That is absolutely not a C-suite job.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I mean, just to like put things in perspective for you. It only, I would say fairly recently, became common practice to have like a chief HR person on the board, which you would think makes sense. Like that's something that like every employee has to interface with, right?
Right.
Like not every employee has to interface with, you know, whatever, marketing or like finance, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody has to interface with HR. And it's like only very recently did it become like fairly common for HR people to get a C-suite seat. Yeah. And so, yes, all that is to say, chief visionary officer is not generally something you see in, you know, publicly traded companies.
I do like the idea though of like a chief, you know, I'm more of an ideas guy job.
That's exactly what it is. That was like remember Shingy? Remember him?
Gonna say this feels very Shingy, everything about
what was he was like chief oracle or something,
or like fucking future ninja or some shit. I don't know.
Are you guys talking about Chingy the rapper?
No, Shingy. No,
Shingy.
Oh, I don't know Shingy.
He was...
We'll have to make Shingy's picture the podcast art.
Are you finding it, Brendan? He worked at Yahoo while Yahoo was still... I think it was like the tail end of Yahoo being sort of
It was AOL.
It was AOL. Okay. Yeah, he came on and they were like, this guy... This 45-year-old... Asian dude with a weird haircut has his finger on the pulse of the zeitgeist, so he's going to be like the lead of our
Is his name David Shing?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm looking
at a picture of him. Cool guy.
I dropped one in the chat. It's a real good one.
Oh yeah, there he is. Oh my god. Cool.
That's what he looks like. Yeah,
he's
so
like
was...
Edward. He's like Asian Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, that's what he's cutting off. He's cutting off the unnecessary employees with those scissor hands.
He looks like Rob Zombie. But
he's cutting
like,
out inefficiencies with those scissors.
He's like Japanese or something, or Chinese. He's Chinese. I don't know.
I mean, we don't need to do race science. I think Chinese, but so there was the big.
Oh, he's Australian. Sorry.
Is he really?
I had no idea. Yeah, I was born in Australia.
Yeah. So there was.
You were way off.
I was way off.
There was the usual, you know, like business reporting, like boilerplate quotes from all the principals at the bottom, where like, oh, this move is gonna, you know, be great for the company, and we're investing in blah 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 and blah blah blah. There's that whole article, and then like at the very bottom in the fine print, and it's like, and it was the very like last part of the article was about how they had just laid off 600 people, like in very mm-hmm. you know, like in very small letters, and then maybe like less than 24 hours after I read that, I got a press release about Will.i.am signing with UTA. Let me just share the picture of that, the accompanying picture, because I feel like that helps to contextualize this. He's wearing like some sort of RoboCop suit.
What is that?
I don't really know.
Cool.
Is that a photo or is that an AI? It looks too AI. Smooth. It looks great. Super smooth. I think it's AI.
Did he do? Are those cone titties? No, okay.
It's a superhero outfit.
Yeah, it's a superhero outfit. God, he sucks.
the worst person in entertainment, probably. Mm-hmm. Leading global talent, entertainment, sports, and advisory company UTA has signed Grammy-winning artist, tech entrepreneur, and philanthropist Will.i.am for worldwide representation in all areas. That's the lead. As a multi-platinum global music artist, Will.i.am has also emerged over the past decade as an influential tech entrepreneur and futurist. A founding equity stakeholder in Beats by Dre, Will.i.am was instrumental in helping transform the headphones venture into a global consumer electronics brand. So, you know, I always thought he was like the guy that tech companies called when they couldn't afford Common, but maybe all those things are true also. But these next two paragraphs were really what I wanted to talk about. With two concurrent and fluid careers in entertainment and tech, Will.i.am is the founder and CEO of FYI.ai, a Web 3.0 productivity platform designed to help.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Web 3.0 productivity. Listen, I have worked in tech for 15 years. And I've heard every brand of bullshit. And this is just like, that is unintelligible. What the fuck does that mean?
Isn't Web 3.0 like the decentralized, like cryptocurrency, like blockchain web?
Yes.
How is that related to AI in any way?
Well, because now they need to pivot Web 3.0 because it turned out that like fucking crypto was a giant scam. So they're like,
what's it called?
FYI.ai, a Web 3.0 productivity platform designed to help creatives organize, create, and share content. Because God knows you can't do that without AI. In January 2024, he launched the FYI show on SiriusXM, featuring the world's first AI persona radio co-host, FYI Ona, who engages with Will.i.am and live conversations about music, pop culture, and current affairs. The audience can also chat directly with FYI Ona after each show airs via the FYI app.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank God. So, we needed that.
So far, Web 3.0 involves a AI that appears on satellite radio and chats with people. So that's somehow that.
It's a chatbot.
Yeah, it's a chatbot.
It's literally a chatbot. The top billing is that you text FYI.ai, I'm filming a music video on a racetrack for my song with Formula One. What should the opening scenes be? I feel like if you're filming the music video, you should probably have a pretty good idea of what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, maybe you should hire like a person for that.
So whatever, you can ask AI. We all know how shitty AI is, so it's not going to work, but whatever. Okay. And then it says you can like ask it to do things for you. Okay. So, all right, fair enough. We can plausibly get away with calling this productivity. There's a scene here where there's a group chat and it says, when's the best time to schedule a call between Mike and me? And it says, Mike's in London, so here's some good times. Fair enough. Okay. you can at least like, okay, we have a real thing that might help people. Fine. What Web 3.0 has nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah.
There is like, because it's already the most bullshit, like vapor term. It doesn't mean anything. And this just has absolutely nothing about like crypto or NFT or anything.
I thought the whole point of Web 3.0 was like decentralization and you getting to own your own like stuff. Like the whole point of an NFT
your
is
your own
like,
JPEGs.
Yeah. Like I own this. No one else can use this. This is like, this is my, like, I'm not renting this from Netflix or whatever. Like I own this thing. What the fuck does that have to do with a chatbot who talks to you about music and pop culture?
I mean, I think people are just really trying to find a way to make it fun to use AI. Like people are just trying to find something useful AI does. And yes. so far it's just like
host music show with Will I Am apparently is the answer to that.
I mean,
satellite
listen.
Radio.
Well, we can get our own.
Let's your get web our own. First tech company. Your first bullet point is that it does a show on satellite radio. Does that feel weird to anybody else?
Welcome to the Frotcast. I am your new host, Lum Sex.
Hell yeah. Okay, so now we're gonna get our own guy.
Hold on. So that was the pitch. Or that's like the that's example one of the things that he's doing. Is FYI Ona on Sirius Radio. Here's the bullet point two, and there's only really two of them in this. Will.i.am teams with a wide range of global technology and consumer companies to help them embrace future technologies, participate in what's next in cultural trends, and develop new business initiatives. In January 2024, Will.i.am and Mercedes-AMG unveiled MBucks Sound Drive at the Consumer Electronics Show. The technology translates the car's actions into an intelligent sound mixer, allowing the vehicle to collaborate in real time with music to create a unique soundtrack to each drive that...
I've always wanted to collaborate with a vehicle.
unique soundtrack to each drive that, as Will.i.am explains, is conducted by the road. After debuting this new music industry category and automotive audio platform to rave reviews, MBucks Sound Drive will launch this summer in Mercedes-Benz's electric EQ models.
Fucking whip that bitch. I'm going to whip that hoe around the ticked off farm and make my own music.
Hell yeah.
Not if that guy keeps from covering
Vince,
the potholes.
So funny.
He won't.
Want to see my tits?
This is our new co-host.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, I have to enter a capture code every time I read a sentence.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
So that's basically like the two paragraphs about things that he's doing. The rest are just like other things that he has done. A lot of things. In television, he continues his role as original coach on The Voice UK edition and currently stars in The Voice Australia for one season. He's also starred in judging and guest mentor roles on unscripted reality competition series, including The Masked Singer, Alter Ego, American Idol, and Songland. Just a bunch of crap. Who on earth is like, okay, you know what I want? You know what's good? You know what would be good for AI to do? Host a show with Will.i.am on Sirius XM Radio. That's the first thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
The second thing I wanted to do is collaborate with my car to create a soundtrack for the road that I'm driving on.
It's all the same person. It's the same person who's like, that's fucking tight. I want my own song that sounds like the road, like whatever the fuck that means. Does he have synesthesia? What is going on?
I don't think there's a person. I don't think that person exists.
It's the same person who's like uses ChatGPT and is like, this is amazing. Also the same person who like sees a hologram of Will.i.am talking about politics on CNN and is like, man, this guy really gets it.
Yeah, I'll vote for whatever he's voting for. Look at his shiny tits. I like the suit he's wearing. Speaking of which, what do you have to say?
Hell yeah, look at them. My tits, I mean. My big bouncy tits.
Okay.
Vince, do you like women pussy? I have one. What's the Google voice number?
I do like women pussy. That's like my favorite kind. How did you know that? This is like uncanny. How does she know these things?
I mean, she just knows a lot.
Vince, do you like women pussy?
Hell yeah.
I said I did. I don't know why you keep going back to that one.
Do you have one?
I have one.
Sick. All right. Well, I think that's been a
while. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, listen, I've been looking for like one that's not making me enter a CAPTCHA code every time I want to write a fucking sentence.
Maybe that's what FY Iona could do, is just to enter the CAPTCHA.
Yeah, enter the CAPTCHA code every time.
Constantly proving she's not a robot, so you can use voice to text.
Oh, that'd be sick. Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, you know, the good thing is Will.i.am is still getting money for stuff.
Yeah, I mean, honestly impressive that you can make money for just, like, sounding like you're having a stroke constantly, I guess.
What does he even do anymore?
Oh, did you not hear the part about the voice?
No, I mean, like...
And he's an entrepreneur.
I mean, musically.
Like, he creates soundtracks for your car when you drive over a pothole. It goes bump a dump a dump bump bump.
I mean, first of all, cool.
If you get in a crash, he goes, "Let's get retarded."
But I mean, it's just like, I remember back in 2008 when Will.i.am was like, "I'm going to do this song for Obama." And everyone listened to it and everyone was like, "I'm going to vote for Obama." Mm. And then I feel like, and then I thought he died. I really don't know what happened.
Well, if you want to know, it's on the bottom of the press release. He has executive produced youth and technology focused primetime TV specials and documentary films.
Name one.
Including Planet of the Apps for Apple TV.
Sick.
Hell yeah.
The Age of AI for YouTube Learning, and I Am Mars, Reach for the Stars for Discovery Science.
Still waiting for a network. Network TV is specifically what it said. Am I wrong?
Well, that's above. He was on 13 seasons of The Voice UK.
Ah, there we go.
Starred in one season of The Voice Australia. He starred in The Masked Singer, Alter Ego, American Idol, and Songland.
Okay, cool. So he's doing big. He's doing big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As an early adopter of internet video, Will.i.am motivated an entire generation to get out the vote with his music video, Yes We Can.
An early adopter of internet video is very funny.
That's very
funny. In 2008, didn't YouTube already exist in 2008?
Yes. It very much did. I mean, the Obama campaign was the first big internet get out the vote campaign, but like, you know, let's... to be like, you know, he was an early adopter of internet video, as if like Black Eyed Peas wasn't putting out music videos on YouTube at the same time that it was going anywhere else. He's completely... That's one way to be like, man, he's a tech genius. He was early adopter of internet video.
Yeah, he made a video and put it on the internet.
Yeah, so was Mr. Thing. Hands, bro.
That's the best thing you can say about yourself. Like, if you're super tech-pilled, you're like, you want to be an early adopter. Mm-hmm. That's like,
you got to adopt early. Adopt early, adopt often. That's what I say. Yeah.
He is the author of two books, the graphic novel Masters of the Sun, The Zombie Chronicles.
I'm really stretching the meaning of book here, but go on.
And the young adult novel Wizards and Robots for Penguin Publishing, co-written with Brian David Johnson. A.K.A. he didn't write fucking shit on neither of those.
I'm sorry, but like, just also, if you already are going to be like, I want to write a book and I want a ghostwriter, just like be like, you know, he's already written 15 history books about, you know, Alexander Hamilton, co-written with Ron Chernow, you know.
Yeah.
He's just appending his name onto you're already not going to write a goddamn word. Just like ask guys, like, can you just write a book and I'll fucking put my name on it and stuff. Instead, he's like, who's the best robot ghostwriter around?
Probably FY Iona.
Yeah, probably.
Now, all that said, I mean, the guy's richer than 4 foot up a bull's ass. So,
True.
Respect the hustle, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't respect it, but, you know, have fun.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, he's chief visionary officer for the company that laid me off. I don't feel like I have to respect it at that point. I'm glad.
Well, he's definitely not going to hire you back now.
No, I don't think. Well, they're doing an AI channel within Uproxx, whatever the fuck that means. So I don't think there was. I think I've already been replaced by AI. So
I mean, listen.
Bummer, you know?
We're all going to get replaced by AI. The question is like, how good is this host? Like that's what.
Yeah, seriously.
Like if the host
should we have her on?
I mean, we should have her on because like, can we reach out to her people? Because right now I feel like our AI host is just not very good. You know,
tits, bouncy, tits.
Put your tits in my dick. Put the dick in my tits and take your fucking tits and put them inside my dick. Take your wide, wide pussy, make it do a smile. Put a wide, wide snoozy. Fuck.
Damn it.
I didn't.
Didn't she know you were just starting to cook?
I know. She didn't know. I was just starting.
I mean, the problem with that AI was that it learned from listening to thousands of hours of Matt Lieb, and that's when it came up.
Can you imagine the slobbering fucking beast that we would create if it listened to thousands of hours of the Fraudcast? Just what kind of fucking hog? Like digital hog, we would create a monster.
If there was a good way to golem. Just easily upload like all our audio files from the years, oh my god!
I just want to know what a computer would think is like a way to mimic the types of guys we are.
I worry about talking about this because I feel like one of our listeners is going to do this, and then we're going to have to play it, and then I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Here's the problem. The problem is that people think like, oh, AI, you know, it's going to be able to do everything just like, you know, a human. But you think an AI could come up with ideas like me desperately searching for a speech to text app and typing in the captcha and writing tits a bunch?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it would like come up with something more creative and it would... And in doing so, it would give up the ghost to be like, that's not Matt. Matt would never have such a good idea. Like, I don't think AI knows how to phone it in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It knows, you know, zeros and ones. It's on or it's off. It doesn't have a 0.5. And that's what we're about. Like, they can make AI that's exceptional, but they can never, ever hope to duplicate how mid we are. And I think in our midness lies our salvation as humans, like just completely unremarkable and just entertaining enough to pay for $5 a month, you know,
like what we aspire to.
Not even entertaining in this way that is, you know, pleasurable, but almost just kind of like the way heroin is entertaining for those who have been on the same dose for 10 years. It just, it just keeps you from not getting sick. You give a little too much, that's overdose, probably AI. You give nothing, that's us. What? See, I think AI would have been able to close out the thought.
Is this anything?
Is this something? I don't know. I felt like I almost had something profound in there, though, bro.
Yeah.
I think you were close.
I have another. Before we go, I do have one more AI product that I wanted to tell you guys about.
I got to go.
Oh,
but yeah,
oh
all
you
right.
do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. You know, well, okay. I thought you were going to.
You
got to
go. It. You can do it. You finish your. I got to go. But, you know, I don't care.
A service called Reply Guy advertises itself as the AI that plugs your product on Reddit and which automatically mentions your product in conversations naturally. Examples on the site show two different Redditors being controlled by AI posting plugs for a text-to-voice product called AnySpeech and a bot writing a long comment about a debt consolidation program called Debt Freedom Now. Basically, like people have... started because Google search kind of sucks now. People keep adding Reddit to the end of their posts.
That's what I do.
Right. And so what this bot does, it trains a bot to jump into conversations on Reddit and plug their product in response to like whatever the people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a video demo shows a dashboard where a user adds the name of their company and URL.
What up,
though?
It's Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
And I'm sorry, I'm on the website.
The United States.
I didn't want it to say anything. I wanted to write something.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
It then auto-suggests keywords that help the bot know what types of subreddits and tweets to look for and when to respond. Moments later, the dashboard shows how Reply Guy is already in the responses of the comment section of different Reddit posts. Mm. So, yeah, basically, it's it games conversations on Reddit so that you cannot use Reddit to find Google results anymore.
I love it.
I hate this, dude.
I know. Listen, at this point, I like it because we're turning back the clock accidentally.
Yes.
To like.
We're taking useful tech and making it completely useless.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. like make everything useless again. Like, you know, there was a time where at first the internet was like pretty much not to be trusted because it was like, oh, people just go on there and they write anything. You know,
don't
you
put your credit card on there.
Don't put your credit card on there. Don't fucking look for a recipe on there. Don't, you know, try to diagnose, you know, your family's illness on there. Like, don't ask for fucking advice. It's going to just be Nazis telling you how to blow up a school and that's it. And then the internet got better and it was right. Like, oh no, you can actually get good information off Wikipedia. Like they've, you know, they're able to do it. They've crowdsourced it and they have a system and it looks good and they know how to like make sure you got your sources and blah, blah, blah. Now you can get your recipes and you can fucking, you know, you can upload a picture of your mm-hmm. baby's disgusting hands and a doctor will tell you.
Five paragraphs of a personal essay before you get to the actual recipe.
Dude, what is with that? I'm so done with that. Every time I'm just like scroll, 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 website crash. I hate it. But now we're in this new era where now you scroll, 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 website crash. You can't Google anything.
You can't find what ticked off actually is for.
Yeah, you can't find a fucking website for ticked off because it's probably not tickedoff.com. But,
no,
you know,
it's probably tickety split mm-hmm. trying to steal that traffic using complicated AI.
Right. And so then you go into fucking Reddit parenting. And you're just like, oh, they'll tell me what this is. They'll tell me if I'm allowed to go into work, even though I'm not displaying any symptoms. And then now it's just going to be like, have you tried Speechify?
Great post.
Yeah. I love this post. Tits in bio. And it's like, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No more of this. This is the greatest way.
We're using AI to correct our greatest mistake, which was the internet.
Yes, 100%. And it's kind of brilliant. I love it. It's like a suicide pact. Like, let's go back to the days of like, who was in that movie? I don't know. And I'll never know.
Yeah. Let's get in a fight over it because no one really knows.
Yeah. Now you can't get info no more. Now we got to use this for those listening at home. I'm pointing to my brains.
Oh,
got to use this.
That's right.
You got to use this.
I'm pointing to my heart.
Yeah.
And you got to use this. Pointing to my gun. We got to use this. The gun's in my mouth. Oh, anyways.
Well, I feel like that's been a pod.
Oh, absolutely. If there's one thing it was a podcast. Yeah, it's good shit.
Matt's gotta go.
I gotta go. You gotta go. Everyone gotta go. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/Frotcast. Frotcast@gmail.com. Vince, what is the Google Voice number?
415-275-0030.
When was the last time we actually got a voicemail?
We get them, I think, right?
Yeah, we got one in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to derail things.
No, it's totally fine. It's totally good and fine. But Brendan, I don't know if you mind this, but do you think we could have our new AI co-host take us out?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. All right. You ready? Take us out, co-host.
Good night and good tits, 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 tits.
Sucking on tits make me so hard. All right. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.